All right, everyone, it's time to continue Hellhunter Damned Soul. This is part 4, not part 3. I'm sorry if I said part 3 at the end of the last one. This is part 4. All right.
To the lake, stronghold. To the chaos tower.
Let's go to the tower first.
Elian is about to approach the place. Now that the mountains don't block the view anymore, he can see that there's something wrong in the sky. Right below there's the tower, which now is divided into 4 sections. The bottom part is still on the ground, but the other 3 pieces are suspended in air and rotate around the bottom part. Each part is situated at a different height. It's difficult to explain what's happening, but the fact that nearby there are humans who wander around without a destination doesn't make it easier to figure out. Elian wants to try asking one of them.
You have reached Chaos Tower, outskirts.
All right, here we go.
Corpse. Standing person. Grass. To outside the tower. To the tower. And corpse. It's a man who died recently. There's still no trace of the cause of death. Elian uses his power and touches the body. He met an aberrant creature. The humanoid being reached him and, after touching his head, he couldn't move anymore. A tremendous headache started and kept going. He felt his brain get so hot that it was at the point of melting. Then that thing actually sucked it through its hand, like a drink.
Yeah, that just sounds really painful. It is a horrible way to die.
Standing person. Elian asks that man if he has a moment to talk. He doesn't receive an answer. The man is looking toward the other side. Some moments later, he starts muttering something. Elian can't hear, so he gets closer. When Elian is close enough, he stops muttering. Some seconds pass. He suddenly turns his head. He moans out loud and then attacks Elian.
Uh-oh.
The battle begins. The battle ends.
There we go.
Elian gains 70 experience points. Elian knocks out the man. It's like he lost his mind. Actually, it could be the doing of someone else. There's no point in standing there. Elian should enter the tower to find out more about that.
And that's what we'll do.
Corpse, mindless.
Can't examine him anymore.
Grass. The grass is withering. Next to the tower, the grass even stopped growing. Mindless. The battle begins.
Another one. Stupid zombie. Die. Yeah.
The battle ends.
Elian gains 70 experience points. Press control to continue.
Grass. Mind. To outside. To the tower. Corpse. To out.
Yeah, let's go back here and heal. Because I need to heal.
You have saved meeting point. You saved the game. To the manch. To the chaos.
Alright. So we're going to go here and we're going to go into the tower itself. So Let's see.
You have reached the tower entrance.
You can hear a phone in the background. That's my mom's phone. Sorry about that. That is extremely loud.
To outside the tower entrance.
Can't do much about that, though.
When Elian is about to enter, the door starts to open. Elian hides somewhere, as fast as he can. A group of five aberrant creatures come out of the door. It's a group of humanoid beings which wear a cloak. Elian has no doubt. They are mind flayers. They are powerful spellcasters that have the power to enslave the mind of their victims. They can even eat their brain without damaging the body. They don't belong to this world. They should come from the Pandemonium. So Elian is very worried and sets this task as an absolute priority. He won't go back without accomplishing it. Humans are controlled, and the rift in the sky right above the tower means that there's a ritual ongoing. It must be stopped.
Okay.
Corpse to the tower, and to outside to the tower entrance. Elian enters the tower. Tentacles are spread all over the walls. This floor has a great library inside. You have reached first tower, floor 0.
Okay.
Tentacles. Library shelf 1, table. Library shelf 2, library shelf 3, circles. To the outskirts, to floor 1. Tentacles. The tentacles aim at Elian. As long as he stays at a safe distance, it should be okay. Library shelf 1. There's plenty of books, tomes, and scrolls. Most of them tell about history, mythology, and magic. Table. On the table, there are many books, but most of it is occupied by materials used for magic and rituals. Library shelf 2. The books on this shelf are about war, military strategies, and geography. There's also a section dedicated to monsters and paranormal phenomena.
Okay.
Library shelf 3. Inside those books is the detailed story of this tower. It seems that through the centuries, it changed its name many times. Circles. On the floor, many circles have been traced. Most of them are concentric. They have been traced with chalk and blood. To the outskirts. To floor 1.
Weird.
Tentacle. To floor 1. At the center of the floor, there is a shiny blue crystal. It hovers a few centimeters above the ground. On the walls, some fresco portrays a mysterious beast. The progeny of the vampire comes forth, but they are different. Some tentacles merge with their body. Many eyes open from other parts of their body, and they don't look very stable in the mind. You have reached first tower, floor 1. Aberrant progeny. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 130 experience points. Press control.
Alright.
Fresco. To floor 2. Fresco. The beast in the fresco seems like a jackal. To be more precise, it's a werejackal.
Okay. That's very strange. Make sure my chair is good to go. Okay.
Blue crystal. The crystal is shaped like a symmetrical cross. Will Elian touch the crystal? Press the left arrow to touch the crystal. Press the right arrow to not do that.
Sure, let's do it.
Elian touches it. The crystal immediately shrinks until it's not possible to see it anymore.
I thought that'd be a trap.
Aberrant fresco. Corpse. Among the tentacles, there's the corpse of a man. The limbs and the neck are blocked by the tentacles, which still hold him suspended. He has been choked by them. Aberrant progeny. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 130 experience points. Press Aberrant progeny. To floor 2. Aberrant fresco. Corpse. To floor 0. To floor 2. Another crystal hovers inside this floor. This time it's violet. The walls show the fresco of another humanoid beast. You have reached first tower, floor 2. Saving point. You saved the game. Mindless. The battle begins.
Yeah, go away.
The battle ends. Elian gains 70. Experience points. Press Aberrant progeny. The battle begins.
Oh, come on.
Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end.
Hang on.
Press the left arrow to left.
Actually, aren't you glad I saved right there?
Mindless. The battle begins. The battle ends.
Right,
Elian
so
gains
that.
70 experience points. Press Aberrant progeny. The battle begins.
There goes my blood vial.
The battle ends. Elian gains 1. Saving. You saved the game. Mindless. Fresco. The fresco portrays a legendary race. A humanoid dragon. That should be a dragon knight. It wears armor and wields an electric spear. Violet crystal. To floor 1, to floor 3, to violet. The crystal is shaped like a symmetrical cross. Will Elian touch the crystal? Press the left arrow to touch the crystal. Press the right to floor. Save. You saved the game. To violet. The crystal is shaped like a symmetrical cross. Will Elian touch the crystal? Press the. Elian touches it. The crystal immediately shrinks until it's not possible to see it anymore.
Okay.
To floor one, to floor three. Once more, Elian finds a red crystal when he enters this floor. This time on the fresco, there's a sort of aberrant bat. You have reached first tower, floor three. Aberrant progeny. The battle begins. The battle ends.
That takes care of you.
Elian gains 130 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press con... Window. Jar.
Wait.
Red crystal. Fresco. Mindless.
Yeah, well, might as well kill
this. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains aberrant progeny. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains what?
Hate these things.
Jar. Red fresco. Mindless. To floor two. Upstairs. To floor four. Window.
Oh, you can go there?
Elian reaches the top of this segment of tower. From here, it's possible to reach the towers nearby. With the power of the relic, Elian morphs and manages to reach the next tower. On this floor, there's a weird statue. You have reached third tower, floor seven.
Whoa.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Okay, you know what? This is a little confusing. I will do what I did before and save and come back in a while.
Audacity, track view table.
Okay, let's pick up from where I left off. I am very confused because I went through a window and now I'm somewhere completely different. But let's see.
Hellhunter Dam Soul. Hellhunter Dam Soul.
So we have...
Saving point. Head statue. On a square pedestal, there's a stone statue with the shape of a humanoid head. It's looking forward at that door. As Elian touches the statue... He hears the sound of a mechanism which unlocks something.
Okay. Let me make sure I'm recording.
Audacity. Audacity. Status line recording.
Yes, okay.
Hellhunter.
Fresco. The fresco shows the image of a winged toad demon. What a horrible face. Ceremonial chalice. The chalice is decorated with particular carvings. It must have been used for celebrating rituals. It has been filled with human blood. Elian obtains one blood vial.
Okay, actually, that's important.
To floor three. To floor eight. Saving point. You saved the game.
Okay, so that's good.
You opened the menu pa- Life points. Less than 10% life points. You're back in the map. You opened the inventory page. One. Black scroll. It nothing. One. Black scroll. One. Wolf. One. Artif. One. Secret. One. Soul. Two. Blood vial. You open your back. Head statue. Saving point.
The hell?
You saved the game. Head statue. On a square pedestal, There's a stone statue with the shape of a humanoid head. It's looking forward at that door. As Elian touches the statue, he hears the sound of a mechanism which unlocks something.
Sorry, that's my clock, which I keep forgetting to turn off.
11 a.m.
But it's just telling you that it's 11 o'clock.
Fresco, ceremonial to floor 3. Ceremonial chalice. The chalice is now empty. Actually, at the bottom of it, there's a maggot. Elian is disgusted.
Yeah, that is really nasty.
To floor. Save. You saved the game. To floor 8.
Maybe I go to floor 8?
The door is locked by a mechanism. Save heads. Fresk. Heads. On a square.
Oh.
Fresk. Ceremony. To floor 3. To floor 8. Elian unlocks the door.
Oh, I see.
He won't have to worry about the mechanism anymore.
Okay.
Saving point. To floor 8. Another head statue is here. The mind flayers finally appear. Elian must pay extra attention to them. You have reached third tower, floor 8. Fresco. The fresco represents an eerie and terrifying devil. It's winged. The skin is red, and an evil grin can be seen on its face.
Okay.
Mind flayer. The battle begins.
Let me see if I can time these attacks. 4.
The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower.
Really?
Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end.
Of course.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached to floor 8. The door is locked by a mechanism.
Of course.
To floor ceremonial fresco. The chalice is fresh head stand on a square fresco. Ceremony to floor 8. Elian unlocks the door. He won't save. You saved the game. To floor 8.
So I guess if you move backwards, the statue locks the door again, but since it's unlocked, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Another head statue is here. The mind flayers appear. You have reached third fresco. The fresco mind flayer.
No, oh, girl, I hate this thing.
The battle begins.
Oops.
Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last save. You have reached third to floor 8.
Alright, so I guess I gotta fight
another
this
head
thing.
Statue is here. The mind. You have reached third fresco. The fresco mind flayer. The battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower. Elian is getting slower. The battle ends. Elian gains 140 experience points. Fresco.
Of course I don't have any blood vials.
Fresco. Head statue. Wall. Eyes. Wall. To floor 7. To floor 9. Mind flayer.
Oh, come on. I don't want to fight the stand. Really?
The enemy is getting stronger. Tavian is getting slower. Alien is defeated.
This is getting really annoying.
Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached third to floor 8. Saving to floor 8.
You know what?
To floor 3. With the help of the wolf relic, Alien can jump to the first tower from here.
Wait.
To floor 8. To floor
3. Wait, so this takes me back to where I was?
You have reached first tower, floor 3, window, to floor 4, upstairs. Alien goes upstairs. He should reach the top of the first tower from here. As Alien proceeds, the stairs suddenly rotate. The path becomes a very long slide. Alien slips down it.
Of course.
When the slide ends, he reaches another floor. But that's floor 1 of this tower. He has been fooled by a trap.
Of course it's a trap.
You have reached first tower, floor 1. To floor 2.
Of course. Let's go up here.
You have reached first tower to floor 3.
Let's go up here.
You have reached first time aberrant progeny.
Oh, come on, I don't want to fight this shit.
Begins.
Of course I die.
Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the
end. Yeah, it should really be.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached third to floor 8. Saving port to floor 3 with the help of the wolf.
Yeah. Freaking go, come on. Stupid combat system.
You have reached first window to floor 4.
Try going this way.
Alien reaches the top of this segment of the tower. From here, it's possible to reach the next tower, but he must be careful, or he will fall into the void. With the power of the relic, Alien morphs into a wolf, and with an accurate leap, he manages to reach the next tower. Libraries are even here. The more he climbs the tower, the more its frescoes show weirder and monstrous creatures. You have reached second tower, floor 4.
Okay.
Library shelf 1. The books on this shelf are completely dedicated to rituals of every kind. Alien notices some page stuck among two books. They belong to a book which tells about an adventure inside the tower a long time ago. Justin and his team had to fight countless monsters. On the way, they found three levers which unlocked a mechanism. Touching the walls, they manage to proceed further inside the tower.
Okay.
The books on this shelf are completely dedicated. Library shelf 2. The main themes of those books are psychology, astrology, and geology. Lever. There's a lever on the ground. Alien pulls the lever.
Okay.
Fresco. The fresco shows a purple ghost. The shape and color are different compared to the other ghosts that Alien met before now. To floor 3. To floor 5. Library shelf 1. To floor 5.
Guess we keep going up here.
As Alien reaches this floor, a bunch of humans come out and look towards him. But there's more. They are just corpses, and from their mouth, ears, nose, and even eyes, there are tentacles and insect-like legs which protrude. They are cerebral parasites. They have an aberrant origin. Elian is disgusted. Anyway, the humans are dead. He could at least free their bodies from the host. You have reached Second Tower, Floor 5. Cerebral parasite. The battle begins. Elian is poisoned.
Of course I'm poisoned. God damn it. What the hell?
He has no more blood lines.
Of course I don't have any more...
Elian is defeated.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached Third Tower, Floor 7. To Floor 8.
Wait, where the hell was I? See, now I'm getting freaking confused.
To Floor 3. To Floor 8, to Floor 3, with the help of the wolf.
So we need to go here.
You have reached first aberrant progeny.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to fight these.
Begins.
The hell?
The battle ends. Elian gained. Jar. Window.
Wait, where am I now?
To Floor 4. Upstairs.
Okay, that was a trick. That was a trick. The window takes me somewhere.
Window. Jar. Elian removes the lid. The jar contains a lot of human blood. Inside the liquid, there are also entrails and other organs. It's no use being picky. So Elian obtains 2 blood vials.
That's nice.
Red crystal. Fresco. The creature in the fresco is an aberrant beast. The main body is a brain with bat wings. From below the brain, many tentacles come out. Mindless.
Oh boy,
battle
here we go
begins.
Again. Can I just say, I don't like the combat system in this game. The combat system is really bad. Like, yeah.
The battle ends. Elian gains.
Yeah, okay, good.
Aberrant progeny.
No, come on!
The battle begins.
What the hell? Of course not.
Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end.
He tried blocking from one spot.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached third time. To Floor 8. To Floor 3.
Where the hell am I going?
To saving point. To Floor 3.
To
Floor 8.
Wait, so I want to go...
To Floor 3. With the help of the wolf.
I am so lost. So confusing. And all the doubling back and...
You have reached first tower window. Aberrant progeny.
Oh, for...
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 1 pop. Window. Jar. Elian removes the lid.
It's blood.
Red crystal.
think I don't want to touch that crystal. I've heard if you touch it on floor 3, it resets stuff.
Fresco. Red jar window to floor 4.
Let's go here.
Elian reaches the top of this segment of the tower.
Right.
From here, it's possible to reach the next tower, but he must be careful.
Yeah.
You have reached library shelf 1. The books on this shelf are library. The main lever. There's a lever on the ground.
Okay, there's the lever room.
Fresco. The fresco to floor 3. To floor 5. Library shelf to floor 5.
Missy.
You opened the inventory page.
1.
Black
1.
Wolf
1.
Artif
1.
Secret
1.
Soul
3.
Blood vial. You're back into floor 5.
I have to go up here to floor 5.
As Elian reaches this floor, a bunch of humans come out and look towards
right.
him.
I've heard that.
You have reached sector floor 6. To floor 4.
Can I skip this?
Cerebral parasite.
Of course
the
not.
The battle begins. Elian is poisoned. Elian is poisoned.
No, come on.
Elian is poisoned.
I can't even hear this shit. But I can, it's very
The battle ends.
Yeah, you freaking die.
Elian gate. Cerebral.
No,
parasite.
I don't want to fight another one of these fucking things.
Begins. Elian is poisoned. Elian is poisoned.
I just freaking.
He has no more blood.
You know what? Alright, fuck you. File submit. Alright, you know what I'm gonna do?
Audacity. Status line recording. Click.
And I really hate to do this. I'm gonna cheat just a little bit and modify some stuff and give myself some blood vials because this is bullshit. Half the time I can't hear where the things are coming from, and by the time I try to dodge, I get hit. So yeah, you'll forgive me if I do this. I'll be right back. I'll try not to overdo it. But, yeah, this is bullshit. Okay, so, maybe I kind of overdid this, but I did a little bit of tweakery in the registry, and,
Hellhunter damn soul.
Well, guess
you
what?
You saved the game.
Well, okay, that's fine.
You opened the inventory page.
1.
Black.
1.
Wolf.
1.
1.
1.
48. Blood vial. You open your back to floor 8.
Yeah, sorry, but this was just pissing me off too much. The creatures in here are kind of tough, and I can use all the help I can get. So if I use most of this here, well, you won't blame me too much, right?
Saving point
so,
to floor 8.
Let's see what I can do here. I'm getting kind of confused because there's
another
so many...
head statue is here. Yeah, the mind okay. flayer's fine. You have reached third mind flayer.
Oh boy.
The battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower.
Done.
The battle ends. Elian gains
140
experience points. Elian gets blood vial.
Okay, we got that.
Fresco. The fresco represents an eerie and terrifying devil. It's winged. The skin is red, and an evil grin can be seen on its face. Mind Flayer.
No, not again.
The battle begins. Stronger. Hellion is getting slower. The battle ends.
Okay.
Hellion gains what? Fresco. Head statue. Wall. Head statue. There's another stone statue with the shape of a humanoid head. It's looking backward at that door. As Elian touches the statue, he hears the sound of a mechanism which unlocks something.
So that unlocks the door.
Wall.
Locked it again?
That's another wall, free from tentacles. Eyes. Among the tentacles... Now there's also some large eyes. They all stare at Elian obsessively.
That's gross.
Wall. On the wall has been traced some geometrical shapes. They all intersect among themselves, making a complex structure. Elian can't recognize what has been used to trace those lines, but whatever it is, it smells weird. To floor 7. To floor 9. The door won't open. It's locked by a mechanism.
Oh, so if I go to the right, it locks. We need to go back over here.
Wall. Eye. Wall. Head stand. There's another...
Right. Now we go left.
To floor 9. Elian unlocks the door.
There we go.
The mechanism won't bother him anymore.
All right, so now...
To floor 7.
Yeah,
see... To floor 9.
I went left, and then I went back... to the right, and that locked the door. So let's go to floor 9.
From this floor, Elian can hear a chant. It comes from the outside. Probably from the last tower. The path to the last floor of this tower has collapsed. You have reached third tower, floor 9.
See, but this is very confusing because you can get to different places.
Cerebral parasite.
Oh boy.
The battle begins. Elian is poisoned. Elian is poisoned. Elian is poisoned. The battle ends.
Yeah, sorry.
Elian gains 1 punt.
Sorry, I just had to do that because that was going to drive me absolutely batshit crazy.
Tentacle. 100% life points.
Oh.
Elian is getting weaker. Getting weaker. Elian is getting weaker.
God damn it.
Elian is defeated.
What the hell?
Seems like this is the end.
Oh, you gotta be.
Press the left arrow to load the last save. You have reached third to floor 8.
Oh, man.
Saving point to floor...
So you're supposed to go...
Another head statue is here. The Mind Flayer's final...
God damn this.
You have reached third time. Mind Flayer. The battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Valiant is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. Valiant is getting slower. Is getting stronger. The battle ends.
Yes, please tell me we're done with this shit.
Alien gains one.
Okay.
To floor 9. The door won't open. To floor wall. Eyes wall. Head statue. There's another stone. Mind flame.
Oh, for...
The battle begins.
Two... 4.
The battle ends.
Oh, okay, one. Good.
Alien get...
So, I mean, I guess I'm not leveled.
To floor 9. To floor... Wall. Eye. Wall. Head step fresco. To floor 9. Alien unlocks the door.
Yeah, let's go. So this is floor 9.
On this floor, Alien can hear a chant.
Heard that.
You have reached third to floor 10.
Wait. Can I just bypass this stuff?
Alien morphed as a bat, manages to reach the upper floor and lands on it. On the other side of the floor, he can see something on a pedestal.
Okay.
You have reached third tower, floor 10.
So I can't really tell you how I'm doing this because it's very confusing. I kind of like how this is laid out.
To floor 9, pedestal. On the pedestal, there's a relic inside a globe. Alien can see the mist, which has been trapped somehow. That means he found the mist relic. With the mist relic, Alien can now transform into mist. In this way, he will be able to bypass obstacles like grates and reach many new places which were out of his reach before. In battle, he can now transform into mist as well. To change into mist shape, you follow the same rules of the other relics. As mist, he will always dodge enemy attacks automatically. On the other hand, to maintain mist form, Alien will slowly keep losing a small amount of life.
Ugh.
Also, he can't attack while in mist shape. To change from one shape to the other ones, you have to press shift. But since Alien has 4 different shapes, now the shapes will follow this order. Dampier, Wolf, Bat, and then Mist. While transformed, Alien won't be able to heal himself with blood vials.
Okay.
Fresco. On the huge fresco is portrayed Gargantua. A massive gargoyle, made of iron instead of stone. To floor 9, pedestal. To floor...
Oh, so I have to go back down here.
You have reached third to floor 10. Upstairs. To floor 8.
Wait, if I go upstairs, does that take me somewhere else?
Upstairs. Alien follows the path of the stairway. Alien is walking through the stairway. When he reaches the end of the path, he realizes he's returned to floor 7. The stairway behind him has already disappeared. Was that a teleport? Anyway, he fell into a trap.
Of course.
You have reached third tower, floor 7. Saving. You saved the game to floor 8, to floor 3.
So,
with the help of the wolf relic,
guess we go to 3 now. Yeah, this is intentionally designed to be confusing, I'm sure.
You have reached first tower, floor 3.
Okay.
Aberrant progeny.
Oh, we got this shit.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains jar. Elian removes the lid. The jar contains a lot.
Okay, there's that blood.
Red crystal.
No, I don't think you touched that.
Fresco. The creature in the fresco is an aberrant beast. Mindless.
Oh.
The battle begins. Less than 75% life points. The battle ends.
Okay.
Elian Gate. Aberrant progeny.
Oh, for...
The battle begins. Less than 75% life points. The battle ends. Elian gain. Jar. Red crystal. Jar. Window. To floor 4. Upstairs. To floor 2. Upstairs. To floor 4.
Wait, so now we go. Yeah, okay, I think I go to floor 4.
Elian reaches the top of this segment of the tower.
Okay.
From here, it's possible to. You have reached second tower, floor 4. Library shelf 1. The books on the library. The main lever. There's a lever on the ground. Elian pulls the lever.
Okay, that's 1.
Fresco. The fresco shows a purple ghost.
Okay.
To floor 3. To floor 5. Library to floor.
So we got 5, I think.
As Elian reaches this floor, a bunch of humans come out and look towards him. But there's more. They are just corpses, and from their mouth...
Yeah, we know that. Okay, I think we go...
You have reached second top to floor 6.
6. I could probably fight these if I wanted to.
To floor 4. To floor 6.
Let's just go up. Unless... Oh, you know
Elian
what?
Enters the floor. The path is blocked. Inside the room, there's an oversized tentacle. It seems like it could aim at Elian.
Okay, this
you
is
have reached
the tentacle.
Second tower, floor 6 to floor 5. Wall. Wall. Wall.
I'm moving backwards, so it's to the left.
Tentacle. On the wall, there's a huge tentacle. That's a menace for Elian. It also hinders his access to a part of the floor. Elian gets ready for the battle. The battle begins. 100% life points. Elian. stallion is getting weaker. Alien is getting weaker. Alien is getting weaker.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you gotta be on your toes.
Alien is getting weaker. 100% life points.
Looks like 4. We're 5. 1, 2, 3.
Alien is getting weaker. Less than 75% life points. Alien is getting weaker. The battle ends. Alien gains 170 experience points. Press con.
Okay.
Aberrant progeny.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The battle begins.
Okay, so it's not gonna do it if I'm not attacking it, huh?
The battle ends.
Okay.
Alien gate. Cerebral parasite.
Oh,
the battle begins. 100% life points. Alien is poisoned. Alien is Alien is The battle ends.
Yeah, so poison.
Alien gains 120 experience points. Alien gets blood vial.
Yeah, poison will do damage to you over time until you heal.
Fresco. In the fresco, there's the image of a powerful sorcerer. The green cloak darkens his face. Its body seems like an intense flame which is floating. Wall to floor 5, lever. Behind that oversized tentacle, there was a lever. Alien pulls it down.
Alright, now let me check something.
You opened the inventory page.
1.
Black
26.
Blood vial. You open your back to floor lever.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
To floor 5.
But,
Wall. To leave fresco. Wall. To floor 5. Lever.
Wait.
Fresco. Leave to floor 5.
Wait. So I have to double back now?
You have reached second tower. Floor. To floor 6. To floor 4. Cerebral parasite.
Oh.
The battle begins. Alien is poisoned. Alien is poisoned. Alien is Alien is poisoned. Alien is poisoned. The battle ends.
Alien gain.
Cerebral parasite. The battle begins. Hellion is... Hellion is poisoned. Hellion is poisoned. Hellion is poisoned. Hellion is poisoned. The battle ends.
Hellion gate.
Library shelf 1 to floor 6 to floor 4.
So I'm confused. So we go there.
You have reached second tower, floor 4 to floor 5 to floor 3. Hellion can jump down to the first tower from here with the help of the wolf relic.
Okay, let's do that. Still very confused, but apparently you gotta pull some levers.
You have reached first tower, floor 3. Aberrant progeny.
Oh, come on, no.
The battle begins. More than 75% life points. The battle ends.
Hellion gains 130
experience points. Hellion gets blood vial, window, jar. The jar is empty. Red crystal, fresco, red jar. Went to floor 4, upstairs. To window.
Maybe we go through the window?
You have reached third tower, floor 7. To floor 8. To floor 3.
Wait.
You have reached first tower, floor 3. Window. To floor 4. Upstairs. To floor 4. Upstairs. Hellion goes upstairs. He should reach the top of the first tower from here.
Oh, that was a
trap. As Hellion proceeds, the stairs suddenly rotate.
Yeah, okay. We've
the path
there.
Becomes a very long slide.
Skip that.
You have reached first tower, floor 1. Aberrant progeny.
What the hell?
The battle begins. The battle ends.
Hellion gate.
To floor 2. To floor 0.
Wait, do I go here? I'm missing something somewhere.
You have reached first tentacles. To floor 1. To the outskirts. Circles. To floor 1. To the outer floor 1.
Should I go to floor 1? No.
You have reached first to floor 2.
Do I have to touch something? So I've got a floor 2.
You have reached first to floor 3.
Floor 3.
You have reached first window to floor 4.
Go here. Oh, wait, that takes me somewhere else, doesn't it?
You have reached second tower. Floor 4 to floor 5.
I'm very confused right now.
You have reached sec to floor 6.
Go up here, maybe?
You have reached second lever.
Wait.
The lever is already pulled. To floor 5. Wall to floor 5.
What the hell?
You have reached sector floor 6 to floor 4.
Okay.
You have reached sector to floor 5 to floor 3.
This doesn't make any sense.
You have reached the window.
Do I gotta go through the window?
You have reached third tower, floor 7, to floor 8.
Go up here. I think I've been everywhere, though.
You have reached third tower, Mind Flayer.
Oh.
The battle begins. 100%.
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
Hear the... Yeah, okay.
The battle ends.
Alien gains one.
To floor 9. To floor 7. Wall. To floor 9.
I don't get it.
You have reached third tower. Floor 9. To floor 10.
Oh, I can go here.
You have reached third tower, floor 10, to floor 9, pedestal. Fresco, to floor 9, pedestal. Fret to floor.
Wait, I've been everywhere.
You have reached third tower, to floor 10, upstairs, to floor 8.
Do I go down here?
You have reached third tower. Mind Flayer.
Oh, no, no.
The battle begins.
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
See, by the time I hear it, I think I'm missing a letter somewhere.
Ends.
Alien gains block.
To floor 9. To floor 7. You have reached third saving point. You saved the game. To floor 8. To floor 3. Ceremonial fresco. Ceremonial chalice. The chalice is now empty. Head statue. On a square pedestal. There's a stone statue with the shape of a humanoid head. It's looking forward at that door. As Elian touches the statue, he hears the sound of a mechanism which... Saving. You saved the game.
Yeah, I'm very confused. Let me...
You saved the game. To floor 8. To floor 3.
Do I have to do something with these crystals?
You have reached first window to floor 4. Upstairs to floor 2. Aberrant project.
Oh, no, 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 come on!
The battle begins.
Yeah, this doesn't make...
The battle ends.
Alien get...
Window. aberrant progeny.
Oh, no!
The battle begins.
I think I should take a break here pretty soon. This is just driving me crazy. So, I think I've been everywhere that I can go, though.
The battle ends. Alien get jar. Red crystal.
Oh, wait, do I?
Fresco. Red crystal. The crystal is shaped like a symmetrical cross. Will Alien touch the crystal? Press the left arrow to touch the... Alien touches it. The crystal immediately shrinks until it's not possible to see it anymore.
I...
Red crystal. Fresco. Mindless.
Oh, God.
The battle begins. More than 75% life points. The battle ends. Alien gate. Aberrant prod to floor 2. Upstairs to floor 2.
You know what?
You have reached first to floor 3 to floor 1.
I'm going to go back to the meeting place because I'm very confused right now, and...
You have reached first to floor 2 to floor 0. Aberrant progeny.
Oh, don't come on! Damn
it! The battle begins.
Yeah, there's like nowhere else to go. I've been everywhere I can go, I think. It's hard to keep track with all these weird twists and turns.
The battle ends. Alien gains 130 experience points. Alien gets blood vial, aberrant progeny.
No.
The battle begins.
Fighting these stupid things.
Less than 75% life points. The battle ends. Alien gate. Fresco. To floor 2. To floor 0.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
You have reached first to floor 1 to the outs.
Yeah. We're leaving this hellhole.
You have reached K to the tower and 2 outside the tower. Not after seeing that. Alien won't get out of here until he can stop the ritual.
Oh, I can't save, can I? Get
to the tower entrance.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding. So I guess we gotta go to floor 3.
You have reached first to floor 1.
Go here.
You have reached first to floor 2.
Really don't want to fight this shit.
You have reached first to floor 3.
I thought there was a saving point here.
You have reached first aberrant progeny.
Nope, okay.
The battle begins.
Yeah, I'm missing something somewhere.
The battle ends.
I mean, if I can get some levels, Alien would be nice.
Hole.
Wait, what's this?
The hole has a rectangular shape.
Oh.
Wall. Hole. Jar. The jar is empty. Red crystal. Fresco. Mindless.
Okay.
The battle begins.
I want to get to a point where I can save.
Oh, The battle ends.
Alien, aberrant progeny. The battle begins.
How many of these fucking things are there?
The battle ends.
Alien jar. Red crisp fresco. Mind to floor 2. Upstairs. Wall. Hole. Jar. Red fresco. Mind to floor 2. Upstairs.
Wait.
You have reached first tower. Floor 1.
What?
To floor 2.
What the fuck?
To floor 0.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Aberrant progeny. The battle begins.
This is dangerously... This is getting dangerously close to maze territory, and it's pissing me off. Like exits that lead where you don't think they
the
do.
The battle ends.
Stupid.
Alien gains what? Aberrant progeny.
No, I don't want to fight these fucking things
battle
anymore.
Begins.
No, I'm getting ready to. Die already.
The battle ends.
Stupid bullshit.
Alien gate. To floor 2. To floor 0. To floor.
We go to floor 2.
You have reached fur to floor 3.
Then we go here. And then there should be a window.
You have reached first time hole. Aberrant progeny.
What the hell?
The battle begins. Less than 75% life points. The battle ends.
Yeah.
Alien game. You opened the inventory page.
One.
Black.
One. 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 One.
Nothing.
One.
Mistrel.
One.
Batrel.
One.
Blood vial.
Oh my god.
You open. You're back in the map. Hole. The hole has a rectangular shape.
What?
Wall. Upstairs. To floor 2. Aberrant progeny.
No, come on, I'm so sick of this.
The battle begins.
You're telling
me. The battle ends.
Alien gains 130
experience points. Alien gets blood vial.
That's
hole.
Good.
Wall. Upstairs to floor 2. Mindless. The battle begins. The battle ends.
It would be a lot easier if I could explore these areas without getting ambushed by freaking creatures that you can't avoid.
To floor 2. Upstairs.
Okay, so this is a trap, I'm sure. let's just go here.
You have reached first tower, floor 1. To floor 2.
Yep, of course it's a trap.
You have reached first to floor 3.
We go here.
You have reached the hole. The hole.
What the hell? I'm just going in circles. There's like no...
Wall. Hole. Wall. Upstairs.
Okay, we go here.
You have reached first tower, floor 1. To floor 2. To floor 0. Aberrant project.
What the hell?
The battle begins.
Of course, I can't save the fucking game. You know what? This is not fun anymore.
The battle ends.
Aggravating.
Alien get aberrant progeny.
Can we?
The battle.
You know what? Fuck this shit, okay? No.